When constructing your story, it's important to know what your central message is. Can you sum it up in one sentence before you elaborate on it? We support diversity and inclusion is less of a compelling story than this is how we change the face of leadership at the highest level. In fairy tale terms, you might think of it as the village battled dragons versus how the village reclaimed the dragon's fire. And on that note, don't be afraid to embrace conflict, because it makes a great story. Very few compelling characters go on a journey without overcoming a lot of obstacles. It makes for a more satisfying ending. Audiences will feel for the protagonist's struggle and see how they're being treated unfairly. For networks, this may mean giving your conflict the time it deserves, or even a face, rather than living in abstract concepts like diversity data. Enola Didn't Make It on the Board does not have the narrative tension of here's what Enola faced as she prepared to join the board. If you want to, there are plenty of books and talks that delve deeply into story structures from different cultures. But very simply, a beginning, middle, and end are good places to start. A start should not just be background information. In fact, this might be seen as too much exposition. A start should be an incitement to adventure, a challenge to the status quo. This will lead to your middle, the action, and your end, how you envision a satisfying resolution. You may also find it interesting to consider your genre. Do you focus on surprise, jokes, and sides, like a comedy, or rising dramatic tension as you unfold a suspenseful climax, or sci-fi as you imagine other impossible worlds, utopia and dystopia? Write what you know is often used as advice for first-time writers. But as network leaders dealing with large organisational and societal issues, we can sometimes forget to restate why our work matters to us. This will have the effect not only of making your personal story more compelling, but also narrowing the focus so that the narrative doesn't get bogged down with unnecessary detail. Networks in many organisations have noticed an increase in retaliatory behaviour in the face of harassment complaints, for example, could become: we heard from three colleagues in sales about the experiences they had trying to make this a fairer and happier place to work. This is what they said in their exit interviews. And then you weave data throughout the narrative instead. In terms of genre, this latter statement could be called suspense, as you've shown your hand at the start, and now you're going to explore how you got there and what happens next. The success of your story will also depend on delivery, whether it's through vocal acrobatics on a podcast, or regular eye contact in front of an audience, or interaction in a board meeting. If your intent is to continue representing your network beyond your leadership tenure, then observing good storytellers and practicing this craft will stand you in good stead to be someone who is listened to with empathy and understanding.